to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM this evening. It's another beautiful night here in Dolby City. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've tuned in for the first time, just relax and enjoy the show tonight.
Yeah, grab yourself a cup of tea, get a brew going.
Brother Drew Dolby, we've had quite an eventful week this week, haven't we? Gosh, it's never a dull moment in Dolby.
No, never a dull moment, Dylan. Another funny thing, eh? We're popping off in South Korea at the moment.
Do
you reckon it's to do with the aerial?
Possibly. I don't know. What have you done to it?
I've got a feeling it's got to be, you know? Which has got us round to thinking about K-pop. What, Dylan, do you know about K-pop?
Absolutely nothing, to be honest. Well, except for the fact that it's kind of massive, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive, all right. I think the only band I could say off the top of my head is BTS, but, I mean, what I've heard from them, they're amazing.
Right, so you're a bit of a K-pop fan, are you?
Another thing that I've heard is Asian languages allows for more melodic sort of compositional flexibility than a lot of Western languages do.
Wow, you've been reading up on this, Dolby. I'm impressed.
You should ask Dolby Bobman. He always
he's never around. I don't know where he is most of the time. He's at home playing his keyboard, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, is that right?
Yeah, well, interesting story about South Korea, actually.
Oh, yeah? Hit me.
Earlier on in the week, we got this email from some sort of K-pop manager, high-up person in the industry, and they were basically saying, like, hey, look, don't worry about expanding your fan base in Dolby. Like, expand your fan base here. Come join the K-pop revolution.
I'm all about it, man.
But I can't say I really want to leave Dolby, to be honest. What about you, Brother Dolby? We've tried it once before, we kind of failed.
I am pretty happy here, man.
So anyway, we emailed them back and said, look, basically, we're not leaving Dolby, but we want to be famous. Yeah, like, I would be a K-pop star for sure. Like, that'd be awesome. And this person emailed us back and said, look, I can come to Dolby and check you guys out. And he gave us some instructions.
Nice man, sounds good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to hear from people, to be honest.
What do you think about this track, Dylan? This is my attempt at a little bit of a K-pop intro. I don't know if it's
I think it's a pretty good attempt for a first time round, Brother Dolby. It's not bad at all.
We need the Bodman back then to K-pop it up for us, eh?
Yeah, we do. I'm sure he'll come back and help us at some point in the future. So, further to this email, I agreed to meet this person or their representative or someone here in Dolby City, and they wanted us to send some of our latest songs, so I emailed them over, and they were going to like remix them, reproduce them, sort of K-pop them for us, and gave us some directions to catch up, and very soon we're going to listen to the streets and find out what happened straight after this advert break.
Do you want to feel famous? Do you want to feel alive? Do you want people to see your best life? If one person would discover you, there can be 2, 3, 4, 5. And the next thing you know, the whole world knows you're alive. Do you want to be famous? Just call us. Do you want to be famous? Just call us. It's Dolby City. Talent
you never wanted to go.
All right, Brother Dolby, the instructions I was given, according, I'm just looking at my phone here. We're supposed to meet somewhere around here. I'm just trying to figure it out now. Hang on.
I have not even seen a picture of the guy. I don't. Do you know who he is? Do you know who we're meeting?
No. Some big K-pop bigwig. It's got a big long Korean name. I can't pronounce it. I'm not sure who he is, actually.
I mean, obviously, he'll know who we are, Dylan. The Dolby Brothers.
Yeah. All he's given me is weird. It's like GPS coordinates. Who uses GPS coordinates up there? I don't know. We're almost there, a little bit further, I think.
Actually, you'd probably be surprised, Dylan, how many people use GPS coordinates these days.
Really?
It's actually pretty sensible.
Right? Are you sure?
Same with VPNs and ad blockers and stuff, man. I'm all in for all that sort of stuff.
Okay, good on you, Brother Dolby.
Not that I watch anything particularly sketchy, Dylan. Just, Big Brother and all that.
Right, I know.
Especially even now that Quint Baker's involved. He's like a Dolby City Bob Lazar, that boy.
Bob who?
Anyway, Jesus Christ, where is this guy, Dylan?
I don't know. I'm not sure if we're meeting him. He just sent me an email. I think we're almost there. Hang on a minute. I must be around here somewhere. I'm just checking on my phone now. It's right here. It's got to be here somewhere. Look, here it is. It's a door.
Oh my God, what? This is amazing.
Welcome to the show. Do you want to become a K-pop star? A big welcome. To our contestants, the Dolby Brothers.
Thank you all very, very much. Oh, what's this? Oh, the rules, thank you. I'm just gonna read it, Brother Dolby. It's basically, welcome to Do You Want to Be a K-pop Star? To win, you must match the best remix of your song with the same choice as the audience.
Are you ready to play?
We're going to do this, brother.
Yeah, brother, don't be for sure. This sounds like fun.
Let's play some game.
You know I love you, baby. You know I love you, baby. Won't you dance with me? Just dance the night away. Just dance the night away. Just you and me.
Do you like it?
Do you like it? I bloody love it. That song's amazing, man. Wow, that's real cool.
Yeah, no, it's all right. There's a few little things I'm not quite sure about, but it's pretty good.
Okay, time for song B.
Oh, this one's sounding good already, Dylan.
You know I love you, baby. Won't you dance with me? You know I love you, baby. Won't you dance with me? Just dance the night away. Just dance the night away. Just you and me.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's definitely a toss-up between this and the first one. What else we got?
Dude, listen to the tone of your voice, how it's changed. There's something going on here. Something's not right.
Here comes song C.
Okay, song C.
Oh, yeah, this one's a bit more of me. Yeah, like this. Boom, chaka. Boom, chaka.
You know I love you, baby. Won't you dance with me?
어디지의 opinion?
Oh,
you're kidding me. Like, what's up with the spontaneous clapping? What? Something is fishy.
And now the final song, Sanji.
Alright, I already know this is my favorite one.
You know I love you, baby. Watch you dance with me. You know I love you, baby. Won't you dance with me? Just dance the night away. Just dance the night.
What's up with this cheering? What's going
now
on?
Now it is time to vote it.
No, no. We're not voting for a change of government or anything like that. It's just a song, okay? It's just a song by the Dolby. What did you think of that version of the song? Give me your honest opinion.
Oh, Dylan, that was actually perfect, beautiful, beautiful song.
No, no. There's something going on. You've been brainwashed. Oh, my. How much are those K-pop people paying you?
Brainwashed? It was obviously the best song in the whole lot, wasn't it?
Is that what you've been told to say? Is that what's happening?
In fact, it's not even debatable. That was the better song.
Okay. Do me a favour. See those flashing lights in Korea? What are they saying? You got one of those app things on your phone? Go on, you translate it for me, see what it says.
Seriously, it says, the Dolby Brothers, the Jimmy Savile drum machines, the Gary Glitter of disco, Michael Barrymore of soul. Yeah, I like that. That's cool, man.
How can you like that?
I like Michael Barrymore.
He's alright, but, you
always
know.
I thought Jimmy Savile was a bit weird.
He's more than weird, he's dodgy ass.
Gary Glitter, man.
Yeah, that goes without saying. What are you even doing?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to pick a song. You told me to pick a song and pick the best one. What do you want me to do?
Which mix do you choose?
I'm not choosing any of these mixes. This is like a K-pop conspiracy. This is fixed. There's something really messed up right from the beginning. I never want to become a K-pop star. That's someone else's influence on me. I'd rather be I want to be an L-pop star instead.
L-pop?
Yeah, it's L-pop actually fits more comfortably into what I feel our music's actually about. So change of heart. I don't want to become a K-pop star. We're going to be L-pop. L-pop all the way. 100% Dolby Brothers, L-pop. That's us. I'm done. I'm finished.
Loser pop.
Yeah, loser pop. Yeah, that's all right.
Loser pop.
What do you think, Brother Dolby? Would you rather do loser pop than K-pop?
Dylan, I think you lost your fucking mind.
Yeah, I always thought it's always better to be a loser than a poser. I'm taking off this shit. I'm out of here.
You are a poser, though. Come on, Dylan, you're losing your mind. Only two more episodes until the end of the season, eh? Hold in.
Microphones are off.
Microphones, check, check, Brother Dolby.
Welcome to the panel this evening. We've got a usual guest here tonight. That's another night in Dolby City. It's always the same. First up, as usual, is Dr. Brian Johnson. Thank you for joining us.
Well, yes. Good evening.
And Mandy Flowers.
Hi there.
And our special guest for tonight is Kimberly Klein from the Dolby City Talent Agency. How are you?
Hello.
So, Dr. Johnson, tell me, what do you know about fame?
Personally, not much.
Well, you know, don't forget you are a regular person on the panel here at Radio Dolby 89.6 FM.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to kick it off tonight with a question for you. Do you know anything about K-pop?
BTS has been the biggest selling band in the world for the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. So, tell me, are you a fan?
Funnily enough, no. But SM Entertainment and the globalization of Korean music, that tickles my fancy a bit.
Okay, go on.
Well, from what I know, all these bands who sign up all live in one house.
Right, okay.
Well, it's loaded with cameras, fan chats, and live streams.
Okay, that sounds like a Dolby Dream to me.
Well, maybe. They also get media training, as well as dance and singing lessons. Not to mention learning other languages.
Well, that sounds a bit full on.
Yes. It is a bit like training to become an athlete. Some of the bands also exist in a digital metaverse, with avatars created for each member.
Wow, do they do holograms as well?
Of course they do.
Okay, so all of a sudden I feel a little inadequate.
Of course you do.
Well, you know, to be honest, actually a few years ago, Drew Dolby and myself were talking about setting up exactly the same sort of thing, like a Dolby Academy.
Good grief. No.
Well, hello, Mandy. Feel free to jump in and start mocking.
Ha ha.
I'm serious.
What would you teach?
Come on, Dr. Dolby.
Well, you know, Drew Dolby is more than handy on the decks, and he can scratch and sample, and he can knock together a really, really good beat in, like, seconds.
Yes.
Again, what would you teach?
Me? I would teach things like songwriting, and how to get your message across to people.
Like, what was that lyric for Song of the Week last week?
Which song?
The social media one.
Oh, I hate it, but I love it. It's, paradoxical.
No, the bit. I hate, that 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 I love.
That I love, 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 that I hate it.
Yeah, I know, but as I said, it's paradoxical, it's obscure, it's indie, if you like, it's alternative, like, we're outsider artists.
So Dolby's Songwriting 101 would be how to be paradoxical?
Actually, that's a great idea, except I would rename it The Art of Paradoxiology.
What?
Like, being paradoxical is sort of zen. It takes time to develop. Like, words need to be chosen carefully when you're writing a song. It's like selecting the best fruit from the tree.
It sounds to me like you just shake it by the trunk.
Nah, subtlety is beauty.
You just talk shit without saying anything at all.
Nah, it's unconscious. You just gotta know how to unleash it.
Unleash it?
Yeah, let it out.
Let what out?
The words.
Okay.
Let's move on. Our guest tonight is Kimberly Klein from Dolby City Talent Agency. How are you this evening?
Good.
Tell me, what sort of talent do you have at the agency?
The main one would be magicians.
Right, magicians?
Yes.
Okay. Who hires magicians?
Mainly mums. For kids' parties.
Wow, okay. So, at your agency, after magicians, what talent would you say comes next?
Ventriloquists.
So, what sort of work, like, where would ventriloquists get work in Dolby City?
Mainly corporate events.
Right. I'm gonna take a risk here, and I'm gonna have one more go. I want to know, what is the third most popular talent in your agency that people hire? Like, what's the third in demand?
Probably a tie.
A tie between
hypnotists and snake charmers.
Who hires a snake charmer here in Dolby City?
They are quite popular at hen's nights.
Okay, say I want to be entertained, or I'm shooting an amazing feature film here in Dolby.
Yes.
What or who could you offer me in terms of talent, apart from magicians, ventriloquists, hypnotists, and snake charmers?
I have a man who has magnetic skin.
I'll pass. Do you have anything else?
A girl with four legs.
Pass.
Dog boy.
Pass.
Human worm.
Right. I think we've had enough of that for now. We're gonna run an advert. Thanks to all my guests. Dr. Brian Johnson.
Good night.
Mandy Flowers.
Till we meet again.
And Kimberly Klein.
We have a troop of gimps available.
you're talented, but you know what? No one recognizes it. And what you need is more confidence. You need to make people believe in you and who you are and what you can do. And I can give you that confidence.
Hip, 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 the therapy here in Dolby.
Hip, 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 the therapy.
We can change you.
Hip, 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 the therapy.
Make you better.
Hip, 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 the therapy.
Make you stronger.
Hip, 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 the therapy.
To believe in yourself.
Hip, 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 the therapy.
So others do too.
Dolby City Hypnotherapy. You can believe it.
Feels like this has gone off for ages, Dylan.
Another Dolby production.
Stop! I got to send a track from a guy called Jade. It's awesome. We're going to play it now for you. Check it out.
Yeah, I've already heard this one, Dylan. It's very good.
It's so Dolby.
Bringing it back to the old school. With my brother Jade. Come on, Jade, what do you want to say?
Jadester. This song is from the 90s hip-hop fans.
Let's go.
Your mom would be blown away.
Check it.
Hey, yo. I just turned 15 and I started rapping. Rolling at the party cause I had been strapping. Rocking in the mic as everybody starts clapping. I've made a new song, so let's get cracking. J to the A to the D, that's me. You never get to party dub with me upon the sea. I'm still hanging in the yore in the cool summer breeze. I'm not just a rapper, I'm the best MC. I can feel the future's bright and summer skid. I bushed on the stage and I came to win. Forgetting education because I ain't giving in. Gotta accomplish all my passion, so where do I begin? If I die tonight, I will see the light. You gotta stay out of sight and gotta do what's right. Cause the sun is bright, don't get into a fight. Just book a flight and make sure everything's alright. If I die tonight, I will see the light. You gotta stay out of sight and gotta do what's right. Cause the sun is bright, don't get into a fight. Just book a flight and make sure everything's alright. What a damn shame. Nowadays hip-hop just sounds all the same. When I get famous, I will get all the fame. Everyone must show respect to my leg. Legendary, do not worry. I'm just playing with your mind. Applying for a job and my money is signed. Go to a record label, get yourself signed. If you have a chance of winning, don't get yourself declined. What did you expect? Last time I checked, you showed me no respect because you've overslept. I will constantly revive and the songs on my drive. See me 2 years later in my pimped out ride. If I die tonight, I will see the light. You gotta stay out of sight and gotta do what's right. Cause the sun is bright, don't get into a fight. Just book a flight and make sure everything's alright. If I die tonight, I will see the light. You gotta stay out of sight and gotta do what's right. Cause the sun is bright, don't get into a fight. Just book a flight and make sure everything's alright. Watch me when I bang out these verses. I am happily blessed, but I received enough curses. You are a bunch of rubble, matter of fact, about to crumble. As long as I am passionate and always being humble. When I reach the top, it will never stop me. Gotta do this on myself, you could never drop me. Music is a thing that can motivate me. I am just a teenager, but will elevate me. I am blasting the room with my loud sounding speakers. But your head is still bobbing and I'm giving you seizures. These lyrics giving fevers, my raps are getting deeper. Because I am a high achiever if I die tonight.
Oh, woo, Jade, let's go.
Thanks, Jade. That was amazing. Hey, if you're listening to our podcast today, this evening, yesterday, tomorrow, and you want to send something in, I don't care what it is, give me some poetry. Say something, sing something, play something, and we'll probably more than likely play it. It's got to get past Brother Dolby first. He's got, you know, he's a bit funny with some of those things. But send it in to thedolbybros@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks to all our guests this evening, the panel, and my Dolby brother on the decks. He's always scratching away. Oh, song of the week. It is something I've come to love and learn more about this week, and it's K-pop actually.
A, absolutely. B, beats. C, conformity. D, direction. E, electric. F, frenetic. G, gigantic. H, hellish. Idolatry. J, joking. K, pop. K, pop. K, you can forget about ecstasy. Down into your soul, I haven't felt this rhythm since rock and roll. Rock and roll.
A, ever influenced.
I've just got an email in, actually. It's just come in now, and it's Brother Dolby's not going to like this. He's got this thing about leaving Dolby City. He doesn't really like it. I know we've had some bad experiences leaving Dolby City, but you know, experiences in Dolby City aren't that good either. But next week, we're off to Bollywood.